Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord. As the streams in the south, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro, weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him."
People love inspiring stories. Biographies of the down and out who make great use of a second chance tend to top bestseller lists. But few people experience something so dramatic in their life. Most of us are wonderfully ordinary. Sadly, some believers think that being a regular Joe makes their testimony unexciting and therefore less valuable. Nothing could be further from the truth. A personal testimony is a way of expressing what God has done and is doing in our life. No matter how commonplace our words may sound compared to someone else's, the Lord will see to it that they impact the hearers who need them. For example, imagine this: a 6-year-old girl accepts Christ. When she is 18, she will be able to tell her friends of God's greatness. She can explain that He made the gospel clear to a child and yet reveals something new to her every day. When she is 80, she'll be able to share about a lifetime of walking with Jesus. Her testimony may not be exciting, but it doesn't need to be. It will be spiritual gold. No matter what your story is, God can and will use it. You have no idea how far-reaching your testimony can be. God says that His words will not return to Him void, and the story of Jesus' saving grace is always inspiring.